We're continuing Imsachin Daf Kufal Famud Beis. Yosef Ravidi Bar Ovin Kamei de Rav Chista. Ravidi Bar Ovin was sitting in front of Rav Chista. What would we ordinarily assume? The one who's sitting is the Talmud, right?
Yeah.
What do we see in Igeres Rav Shira Igon? That there were two types of sitting. Sitting on the bench was the Rebbe. Sitting on the floor was the Talmud. So it could be Yosef Kamei sitting in front of, means he was sitting on the floor in front of. But I have questions in different places in Shas. It doesn't seem consistent that the Yosef Kamei is always the Talmud. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin Kamei Rav Chista. Yosef Rav Chista Vikamar Mishmed Rav Huna. Rav Chista sat and said in the name Rav Huna. So the question is, why is it stressed that he sat and said? Yeah? This is the Gemara. הדמרית שינוי מקום צריך לברך לא שנו אלא מבית לבית אבל ממקום למקום לא when is שינוי מקום have to make a bracha only מבית לבית and we already saw this in the Rashbam and in the Tosfos אבל ממקום למקום לא אמר לרבי דיבר רבין החיתנינה לי במתנית דבי רב הינה כבר אמרה במתנית דבי בר הינה כבתך. Yeah, well, I heard a brisa in Rav Heinak or Bar Heinak's yeshiva like you. Vela Ravuna Matnita Kamashvanan. Is that what Ravuna came to tell me? A brisa? Ravuna Matnita Loshmiale. So that's a very important answer. We don't always assume that every Amora knew every brisa. Quite the contrary. We assume they did not know every brisa. So this answers.
The Tanu Rabbanan is Shagia Bepik Akor, no?
Ah, yeah? I don't know. But anyways, this isn't the Tanu Rabbanan, but I am unaware of that. That Tanu Rabbanan means everyone knows it. What? Okay, if you say so. I don't remember such a class. Vitu, I don't know what that means. Literally means in further. Yativ Rav Chista v'kama mishmei d'nafshei. So that needs a little bit of work, because ordinarily mishmei means in his name. But he didn't hear it directly. That's a little hard to say that about Mishmei de Nafshei. Okay. Hadamrit Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech Lo Amaran Ela Bedvarim Shein Tunin Bachalach En Bimkoman Aval Devarim Atunin Bachalach En Bimkoman En Tzarech Levarech. When is Shinui Makom require a bracha? Only things that require a bracha achrona in the same place. That don't require bracha achrona in the same place. But if you're really required, say bracha achrona in the same place. So then shinui makom is not a hesech hadas. My taima lekiv'a kama hadar. Okay, what does that mean? So let's see Rashi. Lekiv'a kama hadar. Okay, I guess we'll start from the beginning. Mimakom lemakom mibayit la'aliyah. Ve'dvarim shentunin b'chalachihim kigon. We need to define that word. מים או פירות שאין טעונים ברכה חשובה בפני עצמן כגון שבעת המינים דוודאי כיוון דעמד והלך למקום אחר עמידתו זו יגמר סעודתו ואך סעודה אחרי תהי וצריך לברך בתחילה. Notice Rashi didn't use the words הסך הדס. Rashi used the term, is it the same סעוד or not? אבל דברים הטעונים ברכה לאחיהם במקומן, כלומר, ברכה חשובה בפני עצמן, כגון שבעת המינים, הועיל ולא ברך אחיהן ועמד ללך למקום אחר, לסעוד על קביעות הראשון הלך לברך אחיהם ברכה אחת על שתיהם, ולפניהן נמי אין צריך לחזור ולברך. So Rashi over here said a few things. First of all, you notice the kilomar. Secondly, Rashi's girsa on the first one was dvarim she'en tunin b'chal la'achayhem. He didn't have the word bimkoman. So the Bach sticks it in. Maybe later, remind me, we'll get back to that. So Rashi says, what does it mean, tunin b'cha? Do they have a bracha chashuva? And if he went somewhere else to eat, al kvit rishon halach levarech achayim bracha achat ad shteihem. Lekiv'a kama hadar. So the word hadar usually means goes back. Rashi seems to say it's lekiv'a kama holech. He's going with the first kviyut. Yeah? Rashi says, al kviyut rishon halach, or holech. He doesn't say al kviyut rishon chozer. Lekiva kama hadar. What does the word hadar mean? He goes back. Rashi says, al kviyut rishon halach, nevrechachem b'chachat al shteihim. So we're going to have to define, according to Rashi, what does the word hadar mean? Is hadar going on the person? Is hadar going on the bracha? Lekiva kama hadar. It goes back on. What goes back? The second meal goes back on the first one? The person goes back? Rashi seems to focus on the person. And then Rashi adds another point. Belief nehem nami en tzich lechzol levarech. And bracha rishona, he also doesn't have to go back and make. Lekiva kama hadar. So now Rashi has to contend with that. Kilomar. Yes? Al dat suda rishona hu ochel achshav l'sem sudato. So what does hadar go back on? He goes back to his first kviyut. He's eating now based on his first kviyut. So we see here, first of all, the importance of kviyut, kiv'a. And that maybe is a continuation of the lashon tunim b'cha achayhen bimkoman. Now the question is Rashi goris that bimkoman? Is that the big deal according to Rashi? And in order to understand this, we have to really go back to the sugya in Brachos, where the Gemara in Brachos discusses food that have a bracha achrona and don't have a bracha achrona. So an apple doesn't have a bracha achrona, a cup of water doesn't have a bracha achrona, a potato doesn't have a bracha achrona.
A potato?
So yeah. All those things, the Gemara says, don't have a bracha achrona. So the Rishonim say, it means they don't have a bracha achrona chashuva bifnei atzman. They just have a general bracha achrona of borei nefashos. So that's a huge dochik, because the Gemara says they don't have a bracha achrona. So the Gra...
Well, I need to enumerate if it's just a... It's just
no, in different cases, the Gemara says different things. So the Gemara at one point discusses machlokes, when you say borei nefashos. First opinion says you say it on eggs, you say it on meat. And then it evolves. And from there, the Gra, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, develops that initially they didn't make a bracha achrona on apples and potatoes and a cup of water. It was only later that they started making borei nefashos on that. Because originally, borei nefashot was on things that came from nefashot. So you said it on meat, on chicken, on fish, on eggs.
Dairy also?
Maybe also on milk. I don't remember if the Gra says that. And then Chazal developed it, and that's how he learns that Gemara, that it's not a machlokas as much as a development of bracha achrona. And that's why the Gemara initially says, ein tunin bracha l'achrayhen. They don't require a bracha achrona, period. Because in that door, they didn't have a bracha achrona. And Rashi and the other Rishonim say, they didn't have a chosh of a bracha achrona. But that's not how the Gra learns. And by the way, Rav Kook Zatzal went with the Gra, and Rav Kook was mechalik. He said that on eggs and meat, you should say bracha achrona borei nefashos with shem umalchus amen. Baruch ato Hashem chei olam. Going back to the original takana, going to the Yerushalmi that says borei nefashos has to have shem umalchus amen too. Shem.
Wait a second. The things that started out,
the original takana, yeah.
Wait a second, I don't understand. Why don't we say Baruch, we say Shem Hashem at the end?
It's a good question. Two Girsos, really. Tosus brings two Girsos from the Yerushalmi. Whether we say Baruch Tashem Chayolam. And I don't remember how Rav Kook came up with Amizia on that note. Don't remember that. So our Gemara, if we learn it classically, the words She'ein Tunin Bracha L'Achayim is fine. Without the Haggah of the Bach. That goes, that's classical form for the Gemara Brachos. Bari Nefashos is called Ein Tunin Bracha L'Achreim. Learn like Rashi, learn like the Gra, it doesn't matter. It's the same code. Rashi, so that's why we don't need the Aga of the Bach. Rashi works just fine. Dvarim She'ein Tunin Bracha L'Achreim, Kigol Maim Operot, She'ein Tunin Bracha Chashuva B'Fnei Atzman. That's Rashi's code throughout Brachos, that's fine. Like Shivas Aminim, that do get their own personal Bracha Achrona. Yeah? Hello? And then the next Rashi says, Avdavarim Tun Bracha L'Achreim Bimkoman. So Rashi says, the stress isn't Bimkoman. The stress is that it's a Bracha Chashuva. Yeah? Rashi's going fully informed with his Shita and most Rishonim Shita out there in Brachos. So the stress here is not the Bimkoman. The stress is it a Bracha Chashuva or not? Now, according to Rashi, there's no difference between any of the Shivas Aminim, right? Because that's all Bracha Chashuva L'Achreim. Yeah? These halachos of Shinui Mokom, there's a big machlokes Sfaradim Ashkenazim. What's considered Dvarim HaTu'unin Bracha L'Achreim Bimkoman? Okay, maybe we'll get to that one day. At any rate, Rashi's learning, it's all Shivas Aminim, and of course, bread.
So, is it considered the same bracha, on the Micha and on the Eitz? Would that be considered the same after bracha, because of the structure of the...
According to Rashi, it's a bracha chashuva. It's a special bracha that's identified with that. And Rashi is very interesting because Rashi's focus is repeatedly, do I go back to that original kviyas? His focus is not, was there a hesech hadas? His focus is not, what was my machshava when I made that bracha initially, which is what we would have thought. Now, you could say that, I'm saying that those are two different points which you started touching on yesterday. Meaning, one question is, what was my machshava when I made the original bracha? The other focus is my exit now from this locale a hesech hadas? Those are two separate questions. Huh?
I said that, or he said
it. So do I remember? I thought it was you. Maybe it was him.
You?
Said it. Okay, so let's see now the next Rashi is important because it unravels a little what we said and it gives a lot more support to the Girsa of the Bach, even though it's not a complete proof. But so let's read one more line in the Gemara. Rav Sheshas Omar Echad ze ve'echad ze tzarich levarech. Says Rashi, echad ze ve'echad ze ben shtunin b'chalach en b'mkoman ben she'inan tzrichin. Okay, the Shabbam.
Did we say anything about the, you know, Amud Aleph had the Girsa Mivayit Avayit 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 Makom Lamakom Lo Shana Ala Mivayit Avayit Makom Lamakom Lo. This is the Makar for that, no?
Yeah.
The Pina, like the rings on the side. I haven't seen that Rashi is really addressing that.
What did you want him to address?
I wanted him to say, if it's Mimakom Lamakom, what does that mean? Well, what are the parameters of Mimakom Lamakom? Pina, that I realize it's inside the same house. You're going, or you
Rashi said Bayit La'Aliyah.
Ah.
No? Do you still need the bench?
Me? Boy, never saw.
Say that. I'm just thinking that Avi should have an introduction before we go, otherwise he's not going to know what he's looking at.
Introduction? Say that. But we could talk on the way, no?
But he can't. He's driving.
He doesn't have to talk.
he has to see a picture.
Ah,
okay. See what we're talking
about. Ah, alright. Then.
No?
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember that we did that last year, but I don't see it.
On top of the page, top line, Mimakom Lamakom.